Okay, it is just about 7 o'clock and we'll call the meeting to order of the foundation. Call to order. Roll call.
Director Shore.
Here.
Director Zindel.
Present.
Director Perez Hill.
Here.
Director Rogers.
Here.
Director Matthews.
Here.
Vice President Borja.
Here.
And President DeLong.
Here. Okay, we will do the approval of the agenda item. Is an action item. Is there a motion to approve?
I motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Any abstentions? Hearing none. Passes. We have a public comment for items that are not on the agenda. Is there any public member that would like to make a comment?
Hi. I just want to make a really quick comment. I'm Heather Vicona, the CEO of Lift to Rise. We recently launched our action plan, a two-year action plan, and many folks in the room participated in the development of that plan, and Colorado was able to participate with us in the launch of the plan. It's a two-year plan to radically increase the supply of affordable housing through policy, pipeline, and an investment agenda. And just being here for the previous meeting, one thing where I think we're continuing to be aligned with the district is really on thinking about the social determinants and the root causes that are really driving struggle for residents. And Director Zindel, when you were talking, I was thinking about when you're talking about the CMO from Tenet, and then again about thinking about processes and how processes are necessary, not just resources, to get to solutions. One of the things that Lift to Rise has done together with 50 partners is to create a process to radically increase the supply of affordable housing. And when you were talking earlier about the root cause issues that are driving instability, there's an article, I think that our team posted it today, that came from the Priced Out report from Zillow in December of 2018. What that report shows is that there's a dramatic increase, a rapid increase in homelessness, where there's a rise in rent burden. And earlier, when there were comments about the governor's budget, we were at the state capitol yesterday. We were invited last month as we continue to push an agenda of how can we actually get to units. And so while we're talking about units and then building a regional fund, really what's at the heart of it is the symptoms that we see that everyone's talking about this week, including homelessness, is that we cannot get to a process that's going to create regional solutions if we don't think about the aggregate and the whole. And so what I just want to offer is we've had a lot of conversations with the district across the last year about homelessness, about how we might collaborate in data and other things. Our door is open. We feel super aligned with what is at the core of the district's mission to advance health, and we continue to want to work alongside the district as we create solutions for residents. So our action plan is online now, and it's live. There's a lot of places where we could see the district would be a valuable partner, so just saying this more and trying to continue a conversation and also ask for a continued conversation specifically around the investment.
Thank you, Ms. Vicona. Appreciate the report. And really excited about the work you're doing. Okay, so we will move on to the next item, the consent agenda. Is there an action to a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Abstentions? None. It passes unanimously. We'll move on to the next item. Is the Desert Healthcare Foundation CEO report. Turning over to our CEO.
All right. The first item on my report is related to the work that we're doing addressing airborne environmental hazards in Eastern Coachella Valley. I met with Congressman Ruiz last week. He continues to be very invested in supporting the work of the district to address and completing the emergency communication plan that he has advanced, and that's the work related to prevention, mitigation, and emergency preparedness that we have discussed here in previous meetings. And one positive piece of information is that Eastern Coachella Valley was selected as one of the AB 617 sites for implementation of air monitoring for the future. There will be a kickoff event on February 4th, and Alejandro and I will be attending that meeting. It's going to be in Sacramento. And making sure that the district continues to play an important role in understanding and assessing what are the needs of Eastern Coachella Valley related to airborne environmental hazards. We have, based on the previous meetings that we have and the approval that this board made to allocate funds from the special contributions that we had in previous years from the Avery Family Trust Fund. And we have the recommendation, two recommendations to approve a couple of contracts. One is a service agreement with Concur, which is the contractor that will help facilitate the emergency communication plan related to prevention, mitigation, and emergency preparedness related to airborne environmental hazards. The background on that is that at the foundation meeting in November, the board approved $500,000 allocation from the Avery Fund to address these issues in Coachella Valley. The board directed staff to identify a consultant to facilitate this stakeholder engagement process and also to identify opportunities to advance and assess what's the data, what's the evidence, and what are the data gaps. We had met with the UDAL Foundation, which is an independent executive branch agency of the federal government that was established by the U.S. Congress in 1992 to help facilitate these types of communications that includes the rights and self-governance of American Indians and Alaska Natives, given that the challenges that we're facing are interagencies, include fires, illegal fires that have happened in Indian lands, and the emergency response teams that are not related to the Native American. So it's a pretty complex issue. The UDAL Foundation said that they were not able to assist at this time, but they did make recommendations of who could help address these issues. So we had a conversation with this organization called Concur Inc., which is a California-based private consultancy company that has significant experience and expertise addressing similar situations across the United States. And we have a service agreement in front of you that we hope it's approved so that we can move forward and start hosting these conversations. So that's the first update and the first request for approval of a service agreement with Concur Inc.
Okay, so you're requesting an action on this. I do want to give some time to Director Borja to also communicate some information that she has to share. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks for reaching out and doing a lot of this legwork. I shared this proposal with a lot of our Eastern Coachella, not all, but some of our Eastern Coachella Valley environmental justice advocates, nonprofits, people who are working and have been working on various degrees of environmental issues. The only thing I received back from them were concerns on the proposal, but the biggest opportunity that people shared with me was Assembly Bill 617, which is actually requires AQMD to create a very similar, I'll read it to you. It requires AQMD to create a community steering committee which will develop air monitoring and emissions reduction plan, which is very similar to what we're asking. The concerns, my own personal concerns, were that I'm not necessarily sure Concur knows the community well enough to have what we desire as an outcome at the end, which includes community participation, deep knowledge of the area, deep knowledge of not what just happened in 2019, but what has been happening in this Eastern Coachella Valley for many decades. One of the, Dr. Ryan St. Clair shared with me that one of the big missing pieces, there's a couple, but one of the big missing pieces in the proposal that we were given was also around water. There was a lot of flooding that happened in 2012 that completely took out some of our mobile home units, completely flooded parqueaderos, creating mosquitoes, creating a lot of smells later on. And then the other big glaring air quality issue that was missed completely in the report is the Salton Sea. I'm not sure how someone misses that in air quality. So what I'm asking today of the board is to hold off on approving this. There is a Assembly Bill 617 meeting that these community partners are putting on February 20th. There's also a report that they had to submit to AQMD that we actually signed off on. Our name is on the second title page as a supporter to this project. So I would ask that our staff, one, I would ask that the board consider putting this on hold until our staff does and has conversations with AB 617 people, and then also some other conversations with just people in the community. I'll share some of these concerns that people had about this proposal with staff, so you all know what some of our local advocates are sharing.
Okay, we have some other comments from other board members, starting with Director Zendel.
I think this has to be put into the context of Congressman Ruiz is trying to create a structure so that the various people involved legally, meaning the tribes, the county, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, are able to act quickly and in concert so that there isn't the finger pointing and lack of action that occurred at the a couple months ago. I think that his suggestion was that the district take a leading role in making sure that there's a public health approach to this, and the first thing you do is collect the data and see what's out there, including the various legislative things that are going on, including the different agencies like AQMD and things like that. I really think that delaying this, delays are being prepared to deal with this, and certainly we want to make sure that those issues come up along the way, but I'm not in favor of delaying this, I think we can still get the appropriate community input once the data is clear, but this is to collect the data, not necessarily to then use that data to come up with solutions.
And if I may, I believe there is a misunderstanding on behalf of some of our community members on what this work is about. This work is about the public health emergency preparedness challenge that we faced 3 months ago, and that we need to be prepared for whenever this happens again. It's not about the entire challenge of air quality that we have. It's about when something catastrophic that is impacting the public health of our communities happens like this, we are prepared to make sure that the different acting agencies have the right response and the right channels of communication, because we had schools that didn't know what to do with their children, whether send them home or keep them in the schools. There were conflicting information coming from federal agencies and from county agencies, and there were finger pointing at one another of who was to blame for what. And that is the conversation that we want to facilitate. Doesn't conflict with the work of AB 617. We are involved with the work of 617, and in fact, there will be the first event for launching the work of 617 will be next week, and we will be participating in that. And I believe it's a good thing that we are participating in all these types of conversation to make sure that we can communicate what this work is about and that it doesn't conflict with the work of AB617. It's a very narrow scope what we're trying to accomplish with these facilitated conversations between tribal lands, county, and federal agencies.
Okay, so
is the money Borja? From the aid? For, excuse me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Did you have? Were you next?
Yes, no, no. I just have an administrative question. Is the money from Avery Trust the money planned to use to support the contract request in item number one?
Yes.
Thank you.
To Les's point, we do have tribes. Well, the AB617 folks. Have the tribes, the school district, the supervisor, the assembly member, nonprofits, Riverside University Health System, Loma Linda University, Senator Jeff Stone's office, not anymore, City of Coachella, and a couple of other people that are part of the work. And also to your point, after having the people that are working on AB 617 locally read our proposal, their concern is that we're duplicating their efforts and we're spending public funding again to duplicate similar efforts. And so that's why I bring it up, and that's why I ask that we put this on hold, even if it's for one more month, to let our staff attend the February 20th meeting and maybe sit down with these folks and figure out, did you read the proposal right? Is this the proposal we're putting out? From the proposal that I read, I didn't get that they were creating an emergency preparedness plan of any sort. They're talking about PM10, PM.25. They're talking about air quality monitors, very similar to the work that our folks who are doing AB 617 work have in their own proposal. So that's it. I'm just asking that we put this on hold for one more month, that staff have a conversation and listen to the folks that have read this proposal and see if what they're saying is accurate or if this proposal that we were given needs to read somehow differently for an action preparedness plan.
Thank you. Board Director Matthews.
I'm sympathetic to my colleague who lives closer to this than I do. And I do a lot of work with the AQMD. And once you get them engaged, they're pretty good. It's getting them engaged is the hard part. So I would move to table this item for a month.
Okay, so I have a question. Would there be any problem that we would be creating if we were to postpone this for one month?
I'm not sure. I think it's delaying the work that it will take many, many months. And we will have these challenges again at the next cycle. So come September, we will have, again, illegal fires, and we will have these challenges. And the cycle of facilitating these conversations, I understand there are many political sensibilities, especially between the scope of county, state, federal, that need to be addressed. And that's probably why this is going to be delayed.
Okay. So I don't think it is duplication of effort, but I do think there's a need for some better coordination. I believe that we need to be at the table of both. The two bodies of work are very important. I don't understand how this is going to play out with AB 617. I was asked to submit an application to serve on that committee. I don't know how that would be handled. So I guess I need to have a conversation with you on what would be the role that I should have and how we should have it, because if I am there, I'm going to expect you to be sitting right beside me or meet by you. Mm-hmm. But I just need to have a better understanding of what our role would be. But I appreciate the fact that we've been invited to participate and to lead the work on this. We have had this conversation for a couple of months, and I think there definitely is the desire to move in this direction. But if you are okay with not us creating any problem, then I would If you have a motion to...
We have a motion.
We have a motion on the floor, and we have a second. And we have a second.
A motion to what?
Table.
You did.
Mark made the motion.
Okay. So now for discussion on the motion on the on hand.
I would just reiterate what I said before. The reality is AQMD didn't do anything because it can't do anything on its own. It requires somebody to come in and to help coordinate the tribes, the BIA, and the cities involved, the school districts, and et cetera. And I think, I don't think the AQMD has any authority there. That was the problem. There was nobody in authority. And I think what Congressman Ruiz wants is a public health approach. I'm concerned that there is this idea that there's conflict, but I'm not sure. Where did that report come from, the AQMD report?
From AQMD.
From
AQMD and the local,
community. I'm sorry, who did they send that to?
It's public.
I know, but how did we know about it?
I'm not sure. I mean, our logo is on it, so I'm assuming we do know about it. And Conrado just said that we're part of it, so I'm assuming yes.
So, Conrado, what is your understanding of what they're doing, and is it, how does it butt up against or compete with what we're doing?
So our understanding of what AB 617 is doing at the time is creating a community advisory committee that will work for the next 12 months to raise recommendations on how we are going to monitor the air quality of Eastern Coachella Valley. And so the scope is going to be very broad, and it doesn't address the emergency challenges that we have in our hands. So
Does it have a response component too?
It doesn't have a response component at this time.
And I think that's what we're trying to do, is to create a response component with Concord coming in and just getting the data that's out there, including from the state, from AQMD, whatever, bringing it together so that the people that are going to create the response component have that information.
Like I said before.
But the question is, will a month delay make a material difference one way or another? That's the question on the table.
And the answer was no.
It will not make a material.
It will not make a difference. It will not make
a material negative difference.
So,
okay.
I, again, do not think that this is duplication of effort. I think both works are necessary. The jurisdictional issues are major. We do not want to have this happen again in the future, where people are not comfortable speaking up publicly because they don't believe that it's their authority, that they have the authority to speak up. We definitely have talked about this at a meeting a few months ago, and we heard from all the stakeholders that were there and some of the problems that were created because people didn't know what they were supposed to be doing. And we all came to the conclusion that we need this plan, and that they very much appreciated the fact that the district was stepping forward, that we were asked by our congressmen to take this step that was recognized as very essential to have a plan in place for the future. So I think that's definitely necessary.
I think the consequences of the delay is creating distrust in the same people that came and requested our help. We had a community that came and asked this commission, this board, to please be responsive to their needs, to what they were facing. We had the school board attending that meeting. We had teachers attending that meeting. We had parents attending that meeting. And we are now delaying this because it might be the reality that some of the agencies that are going to be doing work on AB 617 might feel threatened by work that they're probably not even understanding. And the reality is that what we're trying to do is being responsive to the needs of our community members that came and spoke here very dearly about their emergency, what they were facing. And if we delay this process, is going, what is the message that we're sending? And that's my concern.
Okay, Director Shore.
What deliverables can we expect if we delay a month? What's the targeted agenda for our executive and his staff? What will happen next month when he comes back? What will we be hearing?
I believe you will be hearing the same presentation, how we did our homework. We went to different agencies that had the capacity or the duty to facilitate these types of conversations, and how we were directed to experts that have done this work on different topics in different parts of the nation.
Any other director questions at this time? Director Matthews?
Is a comment a question?
I wanted to give questions and then questions from the public and then come back for comments.
Oh, wait.
If that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay, do we have any questions from the audience?
Comments.
I'm sorry.
Claudia Gales with Clínica de Salud del Pueblo. I do believe that, and I do have to agree with some of the members of this committee.
Can you step up, Claudia? I'm sorry.
So to table the request, because when the fires happen in the East Valley, which usually happen all the time, and this particular fire, it started since May. It didn't start in September, it started since May. When it got out of hand, when we had the big winds, and it started coming into that community, and that happens frequently. We, as Clínicas de Salud del Pueblo, we belong to the Riverside County Emergency Response Team, that when there's a call, a public announcement, that we have to go out there and reach out to the community to assist them. Whether it's a flooding, it's a fire, whatever, we go in as part of local agencies that go out there to assist the community, do our home owners and our medical staff members. I think that one of the things that happened on the last fire, it happened on a tribal reservation, and so we have to abide by their rules. And I know that, believe it or not, a lot of our kids and other parents that were there, they actually wanted their kids to stay in school because they're safer at school than they are at their mobile home parks, and just because of the nature of their mobile home situation. So I think that it doesn't, I think it benefits to delay the process a month so you can be part of what they're doing on the AB 617, and add actually can be even more beneficial once you come back and have these meetings. It probably will be more beneficial to what you want to do and maybe augment that benefit, you know. So I think those are my two cents, and like I said, we are part of the community, we are in the community, and I understand the reason to rush to do something. We should have done that years ago. We haven't done it, but I think that we're on the right track right now. But I think that I think collectively we have to look more about what we should be doing in the East Valley.
Thank you, Claudia. Are there any other comments from the public?
Hi everyone, my name is Leslie Figueroa. Just to tell you something really quick about myself, so you know I'm just a random person here. But we're for an organization called Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability. We work with a lot of community members out in the Eastern Coachella Valley, and the office here, South Thermal Oasis Mecca, North Shore, mostly environmental justice related, so water, housing, air quality. It's one of the reasons that I'm here, because I just kind of want to echo a little bit about Director Borja, Director Leticia de Lara, and our folks in Clínica Salud del Pueblo on, I think we've been working a lot on AB 627, so I think I could agree with a lot of folks that it's like, I think it would, an emergency preparedness communications plan would help, would advance the work, but I think it would be really good and common courtesy, I think, to share that with residents before you approve it yet. I think there is opportunity, I mean, like if any proposal that comes in, there's opportunity for change and opportunity for it to really be meaningful to residents. I think that's what happens a lot, right? Like we want to come in to solve the problem and we think it's great and it's perfect, but we haven't talked about it and done that for a full circle yet. I think maybe that's what needs to be done, is do that full circle, talk to the AB 607 steering committee that's coming together. So we're meeting for 12 months, and their main purpose, yeah, it is to create emissions reductions plan and create a monitoring plan, right? It doesn't really include the emergency preparedness part, which I think would have come really in handy with residents these past years they have always occurred, right? And delaying it 1 month, 2 months is not going to make like a huge dent, right? But I think if it's done well and it's done meaningful and thoughtful enough, it's going to be a lot more, you know, powerful in the community for folks. That's something that they want, right? They don't want folks not just doing anything, but, you know, so I think just waiting, asking, doing that full circle. I mean, it'd be great to talk about it at the steering committee. I think folks would have a lot of comments. And I guess it's that courtesy, right, to tell residents that this is what they want.
Thank you.
Kind of what I wanted to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments from the public? Okay, so I'll turn it back over to the directors. Any comments?
We have a motion to table. Don't we have to? Do you discuss a motion to table?
You can have a discussion.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't want to take the money away. I know enough about environmental stuff professionally. That the AQMD has a tremendous amount of resources and money and people that can do this kind of stuff. And the neighbors down there are supporting a slightly different approach. I don't want to withdraw the money. I want them to get together and pool it and solve the problem. We approved this or asked for it when smoke was keeping kids from school and it was awful down there. Thankfully, we've had a good rain season, so it's probably not going to happen early in the summer, but it might be awful in September, we don't know. But it's just a guess, and I'm going, hold it for a month, see what the reactions are, because both other agencies spill the kind of money we're talking about here. And we have a role and we can fit in, and we did it because of the immediate emergency. And it sounds like on the horizon, smart people with a lot of money or access to power at the state, and don't underestimate the South Coast Air Quality Management District, which is probably the best air quality management district in the country, without a doubt. And they bother me a lot from time to time in my particular profession, but they're really good. And we got to hear what they have to offer, and we got to work together. And I don't want to take the money off the table. I just think we need to coordinate a plan. Thank you.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor.
I would like a little bit more clarification on what we could expect back next month that we don't have today. If that's possible, to
I would like to see a list of people that have that we have reached out to and gotten their input or some support as moving forward into this plan. I think that's so key, is to have community input, buy-in, because if we don't hear from them, then it won't be as successful. So between now and next month, I think that's what we have to gain, is to have community input and buy-in, so that we could have that channel of communication open between us and the community.
Thank you.
So we have a motion. Is there any other comments? I'm sorry, from the board. Okay. So we will call for the vote.
To table.
I'm sorry. To table. So we don't have to do roll call since it's not a.
Yeah, you gotta vote.
Okay.
Yes,
you do. Yes.
But just to vote, not roll call. Right.
Right.
I'm still getting the rules down here.
Let's do the roll call.
Okay.
You have to do a roll call.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, not everyone agrees.
Okay. Okay, so.
To table the item,
will you do roll call, please? For 1 month.
Director Shore.
Yes.
Director Zindel.
No.
Director Perez-Gill.
Yes.
Director Rogers.
Yes.
Director Matthew.
Yes.
Vice President Borja.
Yes.
And President DeLauro.
Yes.
So the motion
passed. So moving on to the next item, consideration to approve a contract for Grant 1046 with the Public Health Institute, a project funded through the Avery Trust, pulmonary services to gather and analyze data on air quality and health concerns in the Coachella Valley, a three-year contract for $250,000. CEO?
So this is the second part of what was approved by this board at a meeting 2 months ago. And this is to assess what are the data gaps. And again, this is not related to data on air quality. It's about the health impact of poor air quality in Eastern Coachella Valley. So it doesn't conflict. We have done our homework. We had conversations with some of the agencies that are involved with AB 617 and understand that there is no conflict between the future work under AB 617, which is to monitor air quality, and the work of the Public Health Institute, which is to assess what is the health impact of poor air quality related to airborne environmental hazards in Eastern Coachella Valley.
Very good. Do you have any questions from the board? Okay.
Page 43 under one, it says conduct a sample survey. What do they mean by sample survey?
I will have to go back to reading exactly what does it mean to have a sample survey. It could be a sample survey of the air quality in a piece of land so that it can be connected to the health data that they will be mining. They will be mining hospital data about hospitalization related to asthma or similar symptoms. Respiratory health issues. So some of those samples might be related to sampling population. It's not about the work that AB 617 is doing.
It's not a sample of the air. It's a sample of what are the health effects that are caused by poor air quality.
Yeah.
First by doing a sample of people, asking them what's bothering you, and then goal two is to go into the hospital data and other kinds of objective data that we get, that we can find out to then connect that with diagnoses and things like that.
Thank you.
Thank you. So there, point three, same page 44, through this research on this first piece, Cuncuy Design Initiative and Alianza both share that they are collecting new data sets on PM 2.5 and PM 10. I would ask that these folks somehow reach out to them and see if their data collection is scientifically based, if we can use it, if it's worth our while.
I'm sorry, but that's data on actual pollutants, right?
Correct.
This is not about data on pollutants. This is data on the health effects of pollutants.
Page 44.3, it says, an analysis of available air pollution data. They're telling us that they're going to collect it. So I'm just asking that they reach out to others who are also collecting, just to see if that data is worth our while.
Director Borja, I'm sure that they will be connecting with every data set that it's being collected in the valley. They won't be working in isolation.
So the AQMD has PM collectors all across the Air Quality Management District, and they exist down there. And PM 2.5 is part per million, 2.5, and 10 is 10 per million. And you know, that's really tiny particles that affect your breathing.
Are there any other questions from the board?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Do we have any question, any comments from the public? No comments, so I will then ask for the vote.
Director Shore?
Yes.
Director Zendel?
Yes.
Director Perez Gil?
Yes.
Director Rogers?
Yes.
Director Matthews?
Yes.
Vice President Borja?
Yes.
And President Pilar?
Yes. Okay, the next item is the Finance, Legal, Administration, and Real Estate Committee. I'll turn it over to the chair of that committee.
There's just the minutes there for your information, and do we have to approve them?
No, confirmation.
Right, thank you.
Okay, next is the Program Committee. I will turn it over to the chair of that committee. Sorry about that.
Thank you. In your packet, you have the minutes of the meeting on page 58 to 61, which we've discussed. The foundation, through our East County, East Valley grant process, we have three grants to approve out of that fund, A, B, and C on the agenda. Is that something Donna wants to start the comments on?
The first one is each one of these organizations is asking for $50,000. They all responded to the RFP that we put out in December. The first one is Angel View with their children's outreach in the East Valley. They are here to answer any questions, but to summarize, they are asking for funds for, again, this is all for core operating support with showing access to primary care and behavioral health care. And in this particular project, they were very successful and still are successful with it. In the West Valley that we funded a couple of years ago, they do continue utilizing this program in the East Valley. It is to help families with special needs children. And not only they do case management for the child itself, but also for the family itself, recognizing that a lot of times siblings are ignored, maybe acting up. So it's a program that reaches out and does complete case management, whole care, care for the families of the special needs children. And they are here if you have any questions, not to present, but just if you have any questions.
So, any questions from the board? The program committee did recommend approval.
I move approve.
Is there a second?
A second.
And will you call for the roll call, Andrea?
Director Shore?
Yes.
Director Zindel?
Yes.
Director Perez Gill?
Yes.
Director Rogers?
Yes.
Director Matthew?
Yes.
Vice President Borja?
Yes.
And President DeLauro?
Yes.
Could I have a point of information? Who are the providers of the care in this program?
They establish medical homes with Borrego Clinicas.
So they Angel View contracts with them for the services?
They refer, recommend.
They refer to those agencies.
Very. Loma Linda Pediatrics.
Thank you.
Okay. Volunteers in Medicine?
Volunteers in Medicine, again, affordable and accessible healthcare services for East Valley residents. We have funded them in the past, was successful again. The boundaries on the original boundaries where they helped district residents that were seeking services at Volunteers in Medicine's free clinic, the only free clinic in the Coachella Valley. And as you can see from the project description and use of district funds, they again are also so concentrating on whole person care for the individuals that come in, referral for dental, mental health care, diabetes case management, and this is, again, the funds are used for core operating support for access to primary care and behavioral health care. And if you have any questions, the Executive Director, Doug Moore, is here to answer your questions.
Any questions? I recommend approval.
Second.
Could you please do roll call, Andrea?
Director Shore?
Yes.
Director Zindel?
Yes.
Director Perez Gill?
Yes.
Director Rogers?
Yes.
Director Matthew?
Yes.
Vice President Borja?
Yes.
And President?
Yes.
Thank you. Number three, grant 1036, Pueblo Unido.
And last but not least, Pueblo Unido is, this is the first time recipient coming in asking for core operating support for access to primary care and behavioral health care. They're requesting the operating support that will help fund their capacity to carry out a mission to improve the health and quality of life for low-income residents by providing access to safe drinking water and basic infrastructure. This is a long-term, ongoing project that they have, but short-term, they hope to put filtration devices in the various mobile home parks, not just the one that's been affected, that's been in the news, but all over educational outreach and working with the Water District, Coachella Valley Water District, to provide infrastructure so that clean water can come to these various departments. And again, Ramiro is here if there's any questions.
Move acceptance of the proposal.
Second. Oops, you can have it.
So my comment is that I do want to say the same comment I said during the program committee, which that I think that we need to offer the filtration systems first to the mobile home park that is receiving the temporary water supply. And if they turn us down, then of course, then that makes available to others, but they should have first option to accept.
I believe they are first on the list.
Yes, yeah, so as we discussed at the review committee, that is on our strategy to target the Oasis residents. I also shared that this is a very unique mobile home park because, as some of you guys know, it's in a Lahti Indian land, and so it requires a Pueblo Vido, the water district, and other agencies to work together with the federal EPA. So, yes, that is our strategy.
Thank you.
Okay. And my comment always was that I see this as a temporary fix, that the long-term fix for the future for this area is clean drinking water, which is a basic necessity of health. So I'm hoping that we can further our relationship with this organization and their goals. It's been moved and seconded. Okay.
Please do roll call.
Director Shore?
Yes.
Director Zindel?
Yes.
Director Perezkio?
Yes.
Director Rogers?
Yes.
Director Matthews?
Yes.
Vice President Borja?
Yes.
Vice President Lara?
Yes. Moving on to the next item, Behavioral Health Initiative Update, informational item.
So the update on this is that we have posted the two positions that were approved by the board, Senior Program Officer to be the lead person on the Behavioral Health Initiative, and the development person to help foster a collective impact approach. And we haven't received any resumes that stand out, so we're waiting to see if we can attract attention of better candidates. We have expanded our outreach, doing postings on LinkedIn, and we hope to get better resumes in the near future.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next item is the Homelessness Initiative Update. It's an action item. Turn it over to you as well.
So at the CBAC Homelessness Committee meeting in January 15, Greg Rodriguez, who is leading the homelessness initiative funded by the district, presented a staff report on a number of options for the operation of these homelessness initiative. They have a number of options, which include the creation of a separate nonprofit organization to run the homelessness initiative. The other option is to have a collaborative operation within the Desert Healthcare District to utilize our infrastructure. The third option is Homelessness Services Division within CVAC, utilizing, in this case, the infrastructure of CVAC. And the fourth option is creating a regional continuum of care. These are options that require further and deeper exploration for the future of the work related to addressing homelessness in Coachella Valley. And the recommendation that they had was to form a subcommittee that will evaluate and assess different options and come back with final recommendations to the committee. And they were, they invited Director De Lara to join that subcommittee, invited myself to join that subcommittee, and invited Carol also to join that subcommittee. So what we're asking here is the approval for the two board members and the CEO to be appointed to that subcommittee.
Okay, is there a motion to appoint these three people?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any questions from the directors?
Comment? Yeah, I'm certainly in favor of appointing of these three people participating. Is it appropriate for us to comment on any of the options now, or would you rather we wait and knock it down later?
Comments on
Well,
like number three.
This is my personal opinion, okay? I don't think it belongs in the healthcare district. I think it really, it's going to take on a life of its own, and I think it'll just overwhelm all the other things we do. And that's how I feel about that. My fear is that if it doesn't stay within where you have people in the local government a part of it, then the cities are going to basically say, well, it's been handed off to somebody else. So to me, number one isn't a good option because of that. And so it either has to be at CVAG, or if they want to create basically a new CVAG that only deals with homelessness, which I guess is what option four is, that would be appropriate. But it will, option four is going to have local government officials as part of it, because that's the only way things will get done and you won't have silo effect. So that's my two cents.
Thank you very much. Are there any other comments from?
Thank you. Even though this district has supported homeless issues to the tune of a $2 million initiative.
$3 million.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Lee. It's just spare change. The first thing that we approved from Barbara Poppe's report was to establish a collaborative, and that's what this is trying to do. And the CVAG Homeless Committee is just too big to wield into to getting things done. That's why this is a smaller committee. And I think that it's going to be effective, and I agree that we need to have government people involved, and I see that. I see them very supportive. We heard Supervisor Perez say at the last CVAG Homeless Committee meeting that every department head in the county has made homelessness one of their number one priorities to address. So, and I've also heard that this county, this CVAG area, is miles ahead of any place else in the state in terms of our plans to address homelessness. I think my frustration is that I still see them on the street and there's just, you know, not a lot being done. That being said, tomorrow night at 6:00 at the Palm Springs Convention Center, the Palm Springs City Council with the Homeless Committee is going to discuss how they plan to use the $10 million grant that has been given to them by the governor.
Do these representatives speak as individuals, or do they speak with the voice of the healthcare district? Right, Jeff?
Yeah, we're appointed for the district.
They speak as representatives of the healthcare district.
Wait, who are you talking about?
The three representatives. Are they effectively making policy for the healthcare district?
We have to bring it back here.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. We have any other questions from the board? Okay, do we have any comments from the audience? Okay, so that was a very good question, because I was also wondering about that, is what hat am I wearing if I go to this? Because originally it was mentioned that as CEO of RAP, and then it changed to Desert Healthcare District. And I really appreciate the fact that I was asked, and I do sit on the countywide continuum of care and have been doing that for over 6 years. So I'm hoping that I can contribute some of my experience and knowledge, but I will be there representing the district along with Director Rogers in that capacity. So thank you for including me in that, and we will take it for the vote. Since it's not a money issue, we don't have to do roll call. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any noes? Any abstentions? None? It passes unanimously. Okay, so moving on to old business. Is there any old business? CEO? No? We covered it all? Okay, any new business?
Nope.
Nothing?
And you're not going to have items for subsequent meetings.
Okay, so any director comments, reports, informational items? No? Okay, how about direction and guidance for future agenda items? No? Okay, so we are going to adjourn at, the right clock is 7:53. 53. Thank you.
So you're right.